Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November 27th in the year of our Lord, 2015. Hour one of two, and the goal always to promote God, family, and country, and to protect life, liberty, and property. Wow, I had a fantastic Thanksgiving holiday. Hope you did as well. It is a freedom-loving fantastic. We're taking America back one heart, one mind, one issue at a time Friday. The world would call it Black Friday as they try to get and spend and waste time everywhere. We call it a great restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth Friday. And I'm telling you right now, we've got 2 days of Liberty Roundtable Live to summarize. The recap starts now. Brought to you by thepowermall.com. We talked about Chicago braces as video of shooting is released. And I mentioned, why on earth would they release the video? It's already been a year. They filed first-degree murder charges against the officer, Jason Van Dyke, which they should have. He shot LeGuinn McDonald, age 17, a teenager. The family of Mr. McDonald, which had opposed the video's release, issued a statement through its lawyers calling for calm. Quote, no one understands the anger more than us. But if you choose to speak out, we urge you to be peaceful, the family said. Don't resort to violence in Langwin's name. Let his legacy be better than that. Just imagine if Michael Brown's parents behaved the same way. I don't see what value releasing the video did except for to stir up more Americans. What a tragic scenario, folks, in every way. Clinton calling immigrants illegal. She says it was a poor choice of words. She apologized, according to NBC News. I don't see anything wrong with saying illegal immigrants when they're illegal. Chicken salad from Costco implicated in E. coli infections. At least 19 people infected, said Reuters. Now they say that's expanded. Costco doesn't have the product anymore. The IRS targeting wealthy taxpayers to get, quote, best return on investment, says the Washington Times. Tea Party targeting may be out, but wealth targeting is still very much in vogue at the IRS, where auditors target the wealthy and those with high incomes at a much greater rate than other taxpayers. Inversions to avert tax dollars undermine USA's reputation. You say, what are you talking about, Sam? Well, they don't want to pay taxes, so these companies do what's called an inversion. They do a kind of a backwards merger in a way to get away from the USA's belligerent, out of control, abusive, anti-American, hostile tax system. Then these anti-American legislative bodies and bureaucrats who put these abusive taxes in place have the gall to run around and call these countries unpatriotic. Wow. If politicians are serious about stopping this drain of economic resources that come together and finally get corporate tax reform done. Nah, don't hold your breath, though, folks. That was 1 hour of Liberty Roundtable Live. I've talked to you about repatriating a lot of this money that's overseas. They could do it in 2 seconds if they just doubled down and got together. Trump promises he'll do it. Ted promises he'll do it. Several of them, I hope they get it done, but I don't really have a whole lot of hope. They all talk, but I don't see any changes, really. A pair of boxers for $400. Men's underwear goes high end. Then they also tell you that Carson is cratering while Trump rises on Tough Talk, USA Today. Iowa poll says Cruz is doubling support, passing Carson, nearing Trump. Trump up 10 points, but they say Rubio best to beat Hillary, Fox News poll. They got a Reuters 5-day rolling poll. Trump 38, Cruz 11.6. And that doesn't match up too well with the idea that Cruz is passing Carson and gaining on Trump, 38 to 11.6%. Come on. Carson's only 11.5, so Carson and Cruz are neck and neck right now. Rubio's at 8.2, way down, and Bush and Rand Paul and Kasich and some of these other goofballs aren't even in the mix. Actor and noted conservative James Woods made a huge announcement about his political agenda. After lots of consideration, he says he's going to vote and endorse Cruz for president. But here's what I find fascinating. I guess James Woods said that he talked to Cruz for like 45 minutes before this all happened. Just, you know, called him up and said, hey, Ted, this here James. How does that all happen? I can't get a hold of any of these people. Can you? Let me just ask you that question. Can you? Not only can't I, but I don't know anybody who can. Shortcuts and salesman-like stretches are Trump's answers to tough issues. This is the mainstream press trying to take down Trump, saying he doesn't respond well. Trump pointed on Monday to a 2001 Washington Post article that said that a number of people in Jersey City were detained and questioned for allegedly celebrating and dancing on rooftops and having, quote, tailgate parties in celebration of the 911 terrorist attacks. Trump says, I want an apology. A quick update on that story for all of you. I guess the reporter that reported that has a disability. Now the mainstream press saying Trump making fun of the guy. Trump says, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know this person. I've never met him. The reporter says they've met several times. Trump says he doesn't remember him. But the bottom line is the reporter says, hey, the report isn't as Trump says that it is. Don't worry. The Washington Post vetted the story and said there's nothing there. Trump's wrong. Do you trust the mainstream press? Remember, they lie. See, that's the problem. People don't really have a whole ton of faith in Trump. But when Trump's compared to the mainstream press, they have a lot of faith in Trump. Does that make sense? The mainstream press has lost so much credibility, folks, that they'll trust anybody above the mainstream press is the point. Even, what, the Apprentice rock star? That was Wednesday's broadcast. We were indeed live for Thanksgiving as well. Yesterday, we opened the broadcast live by asking the question that the KSL newsboys asked. They said, government, is it something to be thankful for? We changed the headline to good government. Is it something to be thankful for? The proper role of government. Is it something to be thankful for? And the answer is clearly yes. We talked about an incredible article by a buddy of mine named Lloyd Marcus. Why I'm thankful this Thanksgiving. He talks about his 39-year marriage. He talks about, quote, am I thankful? You betcha. The Bible says the more grateful you are, the more God blesses you. God honors our faithfulness, folks. But most of all, folks, I'm extremely grateful that so many of you have refused to surrender our country to the evil forces seeking to destroy our country as founded. Though not reported, patriots are using their gifts, their talents, and passion to fight back. They are committed to restore America. For that, we are extremely grateful. What are you thankful for this Thanksgiving season? Kurt launches into a monologue on what he's thankful for and summarizes the William Bradford story, an incredible story rejecting socialism and embracing free enterprise, the genius of the greatest economy in the history of the world. The American dream, ladies and gentlemen, finishes Lloyd Marcus, and boy, do we concur. The American dream is indeed alive and well for those who are willing to work hard and make right choices. What an incredible Thanksgiving hour. Hour two yesterday, we started out by saying a new poll finds that Americans believe Donald Trump is the most likely candidate to ruin Thanksgiving dinner. Now, do you really believe that's what Americans think? I don't think so. How can Americans believe that Donald Trump's going to ruin their dinner when a huge number support him? It doesn't make any sense. But the mainstream press wants you to believe that as they try to tear down Trump. Now, I'm not for Trump personally. But I see the mainstream press as games, and I don't like them. So my response is, was that a clown question from the mainstream press? The mainstream yesteryear press? How the 2016 presidential candidates are spending Thanksgiving? We asked, we talked about that. Do you know how to play Cuban double nine dominoes? That's what Ted Cruz is doing. Rubio stood up, did a good job. I've seen one thing I like from him. Rubio said, God's rules trump the Supreme Court decisions. Boy, do I agree with that. We'll talk more in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall-Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu-fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
So we're talking about the live broadcast that was yesterday. We were indeed live for Thanksgiving. We talked about a guy by the name of Pastor John Burke. He's of Gateway Church in Austin, Texas. And he studied well over 1,000 cases of people who claimed they visited heaven after nearly dying. And there were some strong, interesting patterns of what they've all claimed. It's fascinating. And like I say, I usually don't talk about this stuff because there is an agenda to deceive for money and all kinds of things. And we don't really know too much about the afterlife, etc. But they made some startling claims that I absolutely agree with and feel like unifies, not divides. And so we talked about it. And one of the big things they felt is that, you know what? They were more alive when they died experiencing greater sensory input, if you will. Instead of 5 senses, they felt like they had 50. Communication was incredible. They felt like relationships perpetuated beyond the grave. And I'm here to tell you that I believe that we can have eternal marriage. Not marriage till death do you part, but forever. I believe families can be bound together forever. And it's interesting how this pastor is not of the same religion that I am. But this pastor, believe it or not, came to the same conclusion from all of his interviews. Also, the people met a man of light, is what they called it in many cases. That's what he chose to call it. Many of them identified this personage as Jesus Christ. And they didn't really have a whole lot of communication with him, except they felt overwhelming love from him and for him. And they expressed really an understanding of peace and a conviction that there is life after death. And I found that delightful to report on Thanksgiving and testify that there is life after death, that we can live again with our God. He does love us, and we can have relationships that perpetuate beyond the grave. What an incredible concept to be grateful for, huh? We also talked about researchers find that gratitude can change lives for the better. Deseret News article wrote it. Great work, guys. It's true. Gratitude improves health. As Lloyd Marcus said, the more grateful you are, the more God will bless you. And we finished the broadcast on Thanksgiving by talking about a 107-year-old woman. She's in Cedar City, Utah. She says laughter, family, and faith is what carries her on. Grace Simpkins still loves a great riddle. What stays in the corner and travels all around the world? And the answer, a postage stamp. That's a recap of the broadcast that took place Wednesday and Thursday. We were live both days, and we are live this Freedom Loving Fantastic Friday as well. Now, a listener emailed in, TZ, and you know, we were talking about what we were thankful for, and I asked, what are you thankful for? And TZ emailed in, Kurt, to tell us about this. By the way, hi, Kurt. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. Hope you had a delightful Thanksgiving dinner, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Did you put raw honey on your roll for Thanksgiving, sir?
We did have some nice raw honey yesterday.
And, all right.
You know, really enjoyed the turkey and all the trimmings, you know. I mean, it was just a nice day. It was the first time we've ever had Thanksgiving dinner sitting outside, though.
Yeah, there you go.
And so
Kurt's down in Tucson, ladies and gentlemen, just so you get it. Understand, it's hot down there. Now, by the way, I never really understood turkey and all the trimmings. That phrase kind of baffles guys like me. Wouldn't the trimmings of a turkey be feathers, Kurt?
Well,
just wondering.
True.
You know me, I just kind of can't understand. I never thought potatoes was a trimming of turkey.
Yeah.
I never really thought rolls and salad and, you know, string beans.
That's just
and
me trying to fit in, you know. I mean,
yeah, there you go.
Way, but, yeah. You know.
Well, if you were with Barack, you probably had to have Peking duck or something like that, you know. All right, listener TZ, though, chimes in and wishes us a Thanksgiving, Kurt, and here's how he does it. You ready? TZ said a Jesuit once visited a Buddhist monastery in Tibet. While talking to them, the question on what attitude one should have towards God came up. The leader said, wait. And they had an opportunity to write down what they thought, and they all wrote one word. They called all the monks, and the Jesuit wrote one word. Gratitude. Isn't that interesting?
Mm-hmm. Good point.
Now, the reason he brings that up is because, what, you got a Buddhist, and you got Jesuits, and you got monks, and you got, I mean, do they agree, Kurt, really, on a lot of stuff?
I don't know.
Well, theologically, they're quite different is the point.
Yeah.
But they agreed on gratitude, and that's his point, and I would concur. And now I'm not really sure what religion TZ is. Doesn't matter. I'm going to guess he's Catholic just because of the references. But whether you got, you know, the Catholics and the Buddhists and the Mormons and Then you got that pastor of that church. I'm not sure if he's a Baptist, but he certainly is a Christian. Now you put all the Christians together, and we have maybe theological differences, but we all agree on the core, which is we testify of Jesus Christ, which is we believe gratitude, attitude is the way to go. Happy Thanksgiving. So he says, I am thankful today that there are so many people left faithful to both Christ and the Constitution he inspired. Happy Thanksgiving, guys. You got to dig that, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
That's a cool response, you know. Now, I find it interesting that TZ takes the time to wish us a happy Thanksgiving. And, you know, to be thankful for so many left in America, faithful to Christ. And, you know, I was talking to my brother yesterday about this, and he was saying, you know, the mainstream press doesn't want you to know this, but 70%+ of America still is Christian. They may not live like it because they're in a culture, a sex-soaked culture, a violence-soaked culture, but they still at their core are Christian and do care. I thought that was an interesting statement from my brother, and I would concur. Let me give you an example. 97% of scientists, Kurt, agree that mankind is driving global warming, but 97% of the people don't. New poll. Yeah. Technocracy News brings it forward. Now, they then go on, and I agree with what they just said there in their headline. I'm going to say it again. While 97% of scientists may agree that mankind is driving global warming, 97% of the American people don't believe that. Just shows the disconnect between the scientific world, the mainstream press, and the American people, right? But then they say that the people don't really care about global warming, and that's where I disagree. I care about global warming, Kurt. I'm sure you care about global warming, but let me rephrase the discussion slightly to make sense out of it. If you want me to believe that somehow because I exist that I'm ruining the planet like the mainstream press wants you to believe, and scientifically, if you want me to believe that, man, they got to just, you know, administer population control because the sky is falling, trust man-made arm of flesh ideas, I reject it completely and don't care. On the other hand, if you want to reword it and say, God says there's plenty of room, multiply and replenish the earth, there's plenty of room to spare. And there's plenty of opportunity in America and around the world. And God loves us. And God will care for us if we obey his commandments. And yes, he has given us this wonderful earth that we should be stewards of. And we should do our very best to protect it. Our very best to ensure its perpetuation. Then I do agree. I agree we should take care of the earth. I agree we should be very careful with how we treat the earth. But I don't believe we should fall for the lie that government should take control because we're going to ruin it without government. That's a lie. So Americans do care about the earth and do care about being good stewards of the earth. But they don't care about the lies from the government. And that's something the mainstream press fails to get. There's a disconnect somewhere is the point, folks.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. While 97% of scientists may agree that mankind is responsible for global warming, 97% of the American people don't believe it. They think it's bogus. That's true, but then the article goes on and talks about how people just don't care about global warming, and I disagree. I do believe people care about the earth God's given them. And I do believe we all want to be good stewards of the earth and care for the environment. We want to be very careful. But the problem with government, the problem with the mainstream press is they want you to believe somehow that man and the earth are incompatible and that government must protect the earth from all of us and that they must, you know, promote population control or even the reduction of the population and absolute tyrannical government controls on each of us to save us from ourselves, supposedly. Trust in the arm of flesh because the sky is falling mentality. We absolutely, unequivocally reject that psychotic, false, satanic notion. We do believe God gave us the earth. We do believe he loves us. We do believe he told us to multiply and replenish the earth. And we do believe he says there's plenty and room to spare. Go read your Bible. And then he tells us to obey his commandments and he will heal our land. That doesn't sound like a global warming, absolute meltdown, the sky is falling, trust in the arm of flesh mentality. There's plenty of room to spare. He'll heal our land, multiply and replenish the earth. Show me where that's been rescinded. See, so we do care about the earth, Kurt, but we don't care about the lies from government. And Americans are wising up. They're waking up and exposing those lies for what they are. What do you think?
Well, you couldn't be more correct, Sam. I mean, you know, that's just the bottom line. I made a comment yesterday because, of course, we were cleaning up after the Thanksgiving meal. I said, I'm for recycling. I put everything from the earth back to the earth, you know. And I haven't had much to deal with, like, moon rocks. But other than that, you know, everything is from the earth. But you know, it is an interesting world we live in where we're earth haters if we don't have our, you know, recycling bins, et cetera. But the planet, you know, if we keep God's commandments, it's in good shape. If we don't, we're in trouble.
You got that right. But I just find it a interesting disconnect. They want to tell you that we don't care about the earth. They want you to believe that somehow we're just oblivious to reality and the train wrecks are coming, the sky is falling, it's the end of the world if we don't make the changes they want to mandate and lord over us. And see, that's what we're rejecting, Kurt. No one, I don't know a single person that wouldn't say, I want to be careful and take care of the earth and make sure that we protect our environment. And everybody's for that in a common sense, appropriate, reasonable way, Kurt, aren't they?
I think so.
Yeah. All right. We lost Kurt's connection on Black Friday. Maybe people are just...
You're just fine. Can you not hear me?
No, we can hear you perfect. You emailed me, though, and said it must have been Black Friday.
Yeah.
Good point. I'm bringing that up because, hey, man, everybody, people are probably knocking you down and trying to steal your cell phone and stuff, aren't they?
No, it's pretty easy going, at least where I am. I could, brave the environs of the... stores, but I'm not doing that.
Oh, good for you. Thank heavens. Neither am I. Neither have I ever. By the way, Sam and Kurt are on the same page a lot of times. We find the same stories. I had a story listed next, and Kurt just emailed me the same story. Headline, Ted Cruz faces eligibility challenge. WorldNet Daily, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a great point, and it goes along with what you're saying. This happens to be, in particular, a Florida lawmaker. He has a Democrat. So, that's one reason it brings a little bit more news to the table, I guess you'd say.
Yeah.
But this guy, they call him a Democrat pit bull, and he says he'll absolutely sue if Ted Cruz is the nominee. Now you say, well, why is that? And he just says, well, because, he's basically not an American citizen, and he doesn't qualify to run as the president.
Now, Kurt, I don't agree with this Alan Grayson Democrat on really anything, except for, even a clock's right once a day. Alan Grayson's right on this. Ted Cruz is a wonderful guy. I think he comparatively is very conservative compared to most of them. I think he does a great job. I think he's done a great job standing up for the principles, even more so than Rand Paul has recently, Kurt. I commend Ted Cruz for what he's done. But the fact is, he's not constitutionally qualified to serve, my friend. I know that's confusing for many constitutionalists, but it's really simple. Why would you want a person that may have foreign allegiances in charge of the largest army and the freest nation in the world? And the answer is you wouldn't. Now you could say, well, Sam, come on, Ted Cruz is American as American gets. He grew up in America. He speaks perfect English. Come on, Sam. Okay, well, when was the last time you started playing double nine Cuban dominoes for the holidays? Now, I'm not against him for that. But I'm telling you, you can't say that his Cuban traditions aren't hanging on. That he doesn't have Cuban beliefs and understand. Okay, where does he really stand on some of these issues? I don't know. I'm not saying that I know. I'm saying that was the founder's concern, though. And you can't ignore that legitimate concern. And I believe, and there's a debate about this amongst all the scholars and everything else, but I believe that you had to have both parents that were citizens. And when he had Canadian citizenship on top of his father was clearly not an American citizen, you've got two issues to concern yourself with. Now, I know you would say, Sam, he jettisoned, he rescinded his Canadian citizenship. Come on, Sam, it's okay. My response is, wait a minute, I don't know that is okay. Now you got ties to, King George, to the crown or whatever in Canada, and then you've got Cuban. And at some point, does he have the American heart and mind? Sam, he's been a constitutional advocate his whole life. He's more constitutional than anybody on the stage. Fine. It may look like that. It may be that way. But the founders did not want to take any chances with foreign alliances and or allegiances. And really, that's the big problem we have with the untested, unproven Barack in the first place. Now, we made that mistake already once, and no one wants to deal with it. I bring it up, and they say I'm a birther. But now I want to bring it up because they will say, Sam, why was it so critical when you brought it up for a Democrat? But now when it's a Republican, it's no big deal. No, it is a big deal in both cases. See, I don't just protect the so-called conservatives. I personally think Ted Cruz has done a lot of good. But the fact is, principle is principle. Barack and Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, none of them are constitutionally qualified to serve. As great of people as they may or may not be. And so I don't just have a double standard here. I call a spade every time. They're not qualified to serve. Anyway, this Democrat gets it, Kurt.
Yeah, it's a great point, Sam. You know, and this guy makes basically every point you said. He does say the Constitution says natural-born Americans. Then he says, so now we're counting Canadians as natural-born Americans. How does that work? He says, I'm waiting for the moment that he gets the nomination, and then I will file that beautiful lawsuit saying that he's unqualified for the job because he's ineligible. Absolutely, I'll file, he says. Call me crazy, but I think the president of America should be an American. Grayson then said that even the anchor babies are actually born here, but Cruz doesn't even meet that qualification.
Well, sad to say, Curry's right. Yep. Now I want to make another point. Would Alan Grayson stick with that double standard that I mentioned? Would he say it's okay for Barack, but not for Ted Cruz? Or is he going to be humble enough to admit both like I am? Is he going to reject the double standard too? I doubt it.
Yeah, he says, when he was on the Combs program, I guess it's Alan.
Yeah, it's Hannity. Oh, this is just Combs. Okay.
Yeah. I guess he mentioned, Combs mentioned Cruz, and Grayson responded by calling all the candidates bigots. He says it's resolved in...
Hold on. All the candidates on the Republican ticket, bigots, right?
Yeah, good point.
Because he didn't call Hillary and Bernie and those guys bigots, really.
He said it's resolved itself into this weird reality show. And he says it's not the biggest loser that they're choosing. It's the biggest bigot. Show me one who represents the exception here. In a sense, I guess Cruz is not technically that way because technically he's not even an American. Combs replied, well, his mother was born here, so I guess like Obama. So it's interesting to me, the people who had a problem with Obama's birth certificate don't have a problem with Ted Cruz, who literally was born in another country and renounced his Canadian citizenship.
All right, hang tight, ladies and gentlemen. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, Kurt, you remember how I told you about that Spike Lee film? And it encouraged women to deny men sex and to supposedly get what they wanted or whatever and reduce violence. And that was a film. But then these people in Chicago, this lady led this idea. She's like, hey, panties up, skirts down, let the lockdown begin stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, TZ, our listener, emails me a story. And it says, sex strike to combat campus rape.
Yeah.
What's that thing called? Chi-Rac? That's the film?
I think so.
Chi-Rac director believes in a sex strike to combat campus rape. They believe that it'll reduce sexual harassment on college campuses. And so they're encouraging all female students to deny sex. And it goes on and on. And I just don't get it, Kurt. Okay? They want to prevent sexual harassment on U.S. colleges. I get that. They want to prevent rape. I agree. I get that. I'm in support of that. They say, I really think a sex strike could work on college campuses where there's an abundance of sexual harassment and or date and other rapes. Now, they say there's going to be sex strikes in college campuses across this country. Now, I don't really understand this, Kurt, because let me kind of explain it to you like this. They say nearly a quarter of female students have experienced some form of unwanted sexual advance. More than 10% say they have been physically assaulted by men in pursuit of sex. Now, let me just kind of explain my understanding. They say what you got to do is you got to get rid of the guns. Because you know what? If they didn't have guns, then people wouldn't get shot. But the only problem is people are getting shot in gun-free zones everywhere. And every time the cops come with guns, they stop the carnage. And if people had guns, there wouldn't be the carnage. Okay, well, this rape scenario is the same way. A sex strike, I believe that everybody should be on a sex strike, Kurt, until they're legally and lawfully married. So I'm half agreeing with them.
Great.
For totally different reasons, I might clarify.
Yeah.
But when these girls, these females, they should be on a sex strike and they should say, all the single ladies, you know, hey, you're going to put a ring on it? They should say that. That's right. I agree. However, this sex strike is problematic because, again, men that respect women would never date rape or would never force themselves in unwanted advancements on a female in the first place. In other words, law-abiding, good, decent people would never do that. So a sex strike wouldn't be necessary, Kurt. And if people obeyed God's laws, there would be no sex strike needed. Because once a man and woman are legally and lawfully married, I don't know why you would put him on a sex strike. What for? And so the whole idea is misguided. But for those men who would force themselves on a female, unwelcome, if you will, and would date rape and or rape or slip drugs into a girl's drink or whatever it would take to take advantage of her. Let's say that the woman says, panties up, skirts down, let the strike begin. You think that's going to stop them? Kurt, do you think now that for the, in my opinion, sick among us, wouldn't that just throw down kind of the gauntlet? Wouldn't that just kind of create a greater power struggle?
It sure is a problem, isn't it?
I mean, you were going to rape me, but now I'm telling you, I'm going on strike from you raping me. What? I thought you'd be on strike from rape in the first place.
Great point.
So I don't really understand at all the agenda. I appreciate TZ bringing it to our attention. But here's the point. They say there's going to be sex strikes in universities and college campuses all across this country after the break. And the reason that's kind of a critical thing to focus on a little bit, Kurt, is because there's an agenda here. And it isn't by those who care about relationships. When they want to act like they're against rape, they want to act like they're against unwanted advancement. But these are the same people that murder babies. These are the same people that don't want to talk about God's laws governing the appropriate relationship between people. And I bring that all up because how do you have it that way? Okay? Anybody who would rape somebody isn't a law-abiding person. They're not going to respect a woman that says, I'm on a sex strike. Well, by the very nature of a rape, suggests that she's already on strike, not willing. See, it doesn't make any sense for these people. Anyway, I appreciate it, listener TZ, but there's going to be sex strikes in universities and college campuses across this country coming up. I believe that's true. And I believe it's all designed to further create carnage in America. Why don't the women say, you know what? No kissy, no huggy till you make me your wife. Isn't that a country song? No, I think it's no huggy, no kissy till you make me your wife. The idea is, why don't we advocate for appropriate relationships where rape would never be even a consideration? I mean, it used to be in yesteryear in America, Kurt, if a man talked to a woman without a proper introduction, it was considered bad etiquette. Now, I'm not saying he couldn't thank her at the cash register. I'm not saying there couldn't be communication. What I'm saying is he couldn't, quote, call on her or show romantic interest without a proper introduction first. There's a movie, I can't remember the name of the movie right now, but this guy basically tries to, hey, may I call on you later? And she goes, after a proper introduction.
Yep, you're right.
Okay.
Oh, mountain of the Lord.
All right, so there are realities here, folks, that we need to think about. And why would we run around saying panties up, skirts down, we're going on sex strike? Why wouldn't we talk about God's laws? The proper role of relationships, of the sacredness of the procreative power that God has given us, the sacredness and trust of a legal and lawful marriage where the sexual intimacy is part of God's plan. And anything outside of that should be a sex strike on both male and female's part. And the idea of advancing towards a woman without a proper introduction, as you call on her, you would never want to put her reputation in question. I think we need to look at this thing completely differently, and I submit to you the way they're going about it will do nothing but increase rape and increase hostility on campuses, Kurt. I mean, you think telling these guys that are already taking liberties with women that they don't want, telling them, I'm going on strike, you think that's going to make him go, okay, no problem, I understand? Or do you think that's going to just fuel his sexual pent-up interest even further? You can't go down that road, folks, unless you teach the moral principles. You got to teach the why. Why don't you advance towards a woman? Because it disrespects her, number one, as a daughter of God. That's why. Number two, it's against God's laws. That's why. And when we depend on our Creator for liberty and safety, we must obey His commandments if we want His blessings. That's why. And the procreative power for a child to come to the earth is ordained of God. But a child is entitled to a mother and a father, and if you're not ready to commit to those realities, then you ought not be engaging. See? There are fundamentals that we ought to teach, and without those, there is no anchor. All right, there's New York City has a new app, Kurt. It's to help prevent terrorism. Russia Today has the piece, and they say, see something, send something. Now they've got an app where you can basically, if you see something, Kurt, you're supposed to snap a photo or two and fire it off to your government.
Wow.
I don't know if it's even safe for me to be in New York anymore, Kurt. These people are crazy.
I agree.
Now, I don't know who they're going to hire in government to, you know, parse through all these photos and all this, see something, send something communications, but that's what they, it's already an app, Kurt. It's already ready.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Wow.
So there you have that. I guess it was tainted celery that caused the E. coli outbreak, Kurt, when it comes to Costco salad.
I always wonder how they figure that out, you know, but somehow I guess they can track it down. But I
think what they do is they have about 100 people eat the different ingredients in it. You only get it one ingredient, and the guy that gets sick, it's like, hey, it's that one.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think that's how it works?
No.
No. Wouldn't that be an easy way to figure it out?
I don't think it works that way. By the time they even think of who's getting sick, they have no, you know, evidence of what it was left, I think, you know. But anyway, at least we all feel more secure, you know, because the government's going to take care of it.
There you have it. In the wake of attacks in Paris, New York is taking the fight with terrorism to a new level. The governor rolls out a tip line called See Something, Send Something, urging people to send photos of suspicion items to your government. Run, folks. That's all I'm telling you. 1 hour on the can. Second hour coming up in seconds. You are listening to LibertyRoundtable.com on your favorite radio station. This nation shall endure.